brought to you by Penguin.
Dragonlance, Dragons of Deceit, Dungeons and Dragons, Destinies, Volume 1, by Margaret Weiss and Tracy Hickman. Read by Kirsten Potter.
The Call of the River, by Michael Williams. Because a name is destiny, the soul impelled by imperative of language, by the blind direction of heart, and because the riverbank where we stand, half witness, half part of the current, is and is not the tidal surge, there is this vacancy we fill with imagining, the impulse of ancestry, of place and of nurture. This gap between dream and what we will never be, bridged by the God's finger, the shape of star and season, until we can say, look there, out in midstream, where the dark breaks and crests the surface of water, where something we make is making us, and where the birds of the river tilt wings and splinter the water, and for a moment the current almost means what we are supposed to be. Prologue. Castle Rosethorne was located on a tor overlooking the fertile valley through which ran the Vingard River. The castle was ancient, dating back to pre-cataclysm times, modeled after other Salamnic fortresses of the era, although on a more modest scale. But Castle Rosethorne was far different from any other fortress due to the uniqueness of its location and its imaginative design. The castle was considered to possess an almost magical beauty. Little is known about the architect, for his name was lost to time. Perhaps he had grown weary of drawing up plans for utilitarian fortresses, or perhaps the name Rosethorne and the distinctive location on the tor had fired his imagination. He designed the six sides of its outer defensive curtain wall around the natural jutting stone formations of the tor, putting the contours to both aesthetic and practical use. Each of the six points of the battlements featured bastions that jutted out from the curtain wall, which were dubbed the Thorns. The keep that blossomed from the thorny walls was the Rose. Workmen had spent years delving the moat surrounding the castle out of the solid rock of the tor. The castle could be accessed only by a causeway and drawbridge, and prevented sappers from attempting to enter by digging beneath. Those seeking admittance had to pass through two gates to reach the castle and travel along a narrow cobblestone road. The lower gate was guarded by an iron portcullis that permitted entry to the narrow cobblestone road that ran between the cliff face on the right and the interior wall of the curtain wall on the left. Known as the Thorn Gauntlet, the road climbed as it curved between rock on one side and defensive parapets on the other. A swiftly flowing stream ran down a deep channel cut in the center of the cobblestones. The upper gate that guarded the Rose was located near the top of the curving thorn gauntlet. The gate was flanked by the waterfall that fed the stream. Once through the gate, the narrow cobblestone road opened onto an expansive bailey that surrounded the keep. The keep itself consisted of the main building and two round towers, the watchtower and the Rose Tower. The watchtower was short and wide and had no windows. A spiral staircase that wound around the exterior wall led upward to a bud-shaped cap. The Rose Tower was narrower and tapered toward the top. An interior spiral staircase climbed to a narrow balcony that surrounded the base of its ornate spire, which was crafted to look like a newly blooming rose. Lord Gregory Rosethorne had climbed the stair of the Rose Tower at dawn, as was often his habit. He liked to look out on the river far below, sparkling in the sunshine and shining on the fields of golden wheat, barley, beans, and oats, as well as lush pasture land. Sheep dotted the grassy hills, cattle grazed, the smoke of cook fires rose from the village of Ironwood off in the distance. The river meandered among the low hills and shallow valleys and disappeared in the thick forests where the leaves were starting to change with the coming of autumn. The orange leaves of the maples flaunted their beauty among the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?